As the pandemic continues, government leaders and others are trying to figure out the balance between the health of the nation and its economy. When will stay-at-home restrictions be lifted? When will schools reopen? And on that note, what about the nation's universities? When will in-person teaching resume? Summer classes will be online most places, but faculties across the country are pondering fall semester now. So what about the county's largest employer and one of the state's largest educational institutions, Ball State University? What about the fall? Back again this Friday for another visit is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. Good to have you back again, sir.
It's good to be with you, Stan.
Thank you. We do have some questions. Boy, do we have questions for you today. First off, we know that Governor Holcomb is working with a regional group of governors from Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Kentucky regarding restarting the economy of the region. What do you understand of the governor's comments about an early May coordinated rolling opening, and what would that mean for Ball State and our region of Indiana?
I think it's prudent that the governor is working in collaboration with his colleagues here in the region. Certainly that kind of coordinated effort allows the governors to tap into the expertise and the information that exists in our neighboring states. And certainly given the nature of the virus, to have that coordinated effort will ensure that we're working together to identify if there are hotspots that pop over time. Also, given where we draw our students from, to know that the vast majority of our students will be coming from states in which our effort is coordinated will also be a good thing for our campus and for our educational experience.
Let's talk about those students and our own institution here, Ball State. Summer classes, we know, will be all online. What about the fall? We talked about this last week, but are there any updates about fall classes, or will there be any fall classes at all?
The provost, Susana Rivera-Mills, has formed and engaged a contingency planning group for our academic enterprise. It involves the deans, and they will consult with department chairs and faculty. They're preparing for a transition, what might be a phased transition, back to on-campus courses, and they're looking at various permutation and different arrangements. For example, perhaps with larger classes, there may be a period of time when we couldn't have large number of students in one particular classroom, so maybe they'll have to do some form of hybrid learning for larger courses. And also they're assessing various potential scenarios. And again, going back to the topic a moment ago, by having a coordinated effort across various states, we'll be able to draw on the plans that other states, other institutions in those other states are developing. And so we'll together be able to anticipate how to respond if there's a flare up here in Indiana or on our campus. As I say, we'll be able to draw upon their expertise and their planning efforts.
Some faculty colleagues of mine are worried about having a job fall term if we stay online, or that they'll be paid at the online rate rather than their usual contractual pay rate. Most of the uncertainty that I've heard in conversations comes from among non-tenure line folks. What's the plan there?
Well, so I can certainly appreciate the uncertainty and anxiety that our employees, our faculty, and our staff feel. We've all heard on the news or read in the newspapers, or maybe even heard from our friends in other places, that there have been layoffs in many businesses and perhaps even anticipated layoffs at other colleges and universities all across the country. So we are not alone at Ball State in looking at this challenge. We're not facing any immediate budget cuts in the next few months, which other institutions are facing. We're fortunate that I have inherited an institution with a long history of fiscal discipline, but we have begun planning for next fiscal year, and there are some risks and threats to our budget. You know, our two principal revenue sources are state appropriation and tuition that we derive from our enrollment. And in this extraordinary environment, both of those major revenue sources are at risk. And in that respect, this is unprecedented. You know, in the wake of the Great Recession, when our state appropriation also declined at other public institutions, enrollment tended to stay stable or even increase, because sometimes enrollment in higher education is countercyclical. But in this environment, we're facing the risk of a decline in state appropriation and a risk possibly in a decline in enrollment. So this is going to be not just a challenging environment. This might be a very difficult planning environment for our budget. So we are beginning that budget planning process with various scenarios. And I think it's inevitable that the steps that we'll take will affect some programs and some services. But of course, it's way too early to predict whether that budget planning process will affect personnel.
Indiana University at Bloomington was given the approval by its trustees to borrow $1 billion to keep its system afloat. Is there anything like that on the table for Ball State?
Well, we're looking at different options. We have a very strong credit rating and we have a very strong financial position. But we're looking at various options about whether or not, not necessarily borrowing money directly, but whether or not it would be prudent to get an additional line of credit in the event that there was a completely unexpected financial emergency. It would be a backstop, but we're in very strong financial position, but we're evaluating all of the different options that may be prudent in this unprecedented time.
As we close today, let's segue from some news of concern over to some news of celebration. I understand that there's a recognition that you'd like to make.
I wanted to give a shout out to one of our relatively young graduates, a Ball State alumnus by the name of Drew Adamson. He was a graduate of our award-winning SportsLink program, one I know, Stan, you're very familiar with.
Oh, yes.
Well, he was responsible for producing last month's broadcast of NASCAR's virtual racing event. And so he's using the creative education that he received at Ball State to do some extraordinary innovative things in his profession. He's one of many of our outstanding, talented, and successful graduates.